Okay.
On a political standpoint, it is interesting to me, and I hope to everyone else, what is happening on that arena. If you look at the debates that have recently gone on for the presidential candidates, it's obvious that the Democrats are very concerned about global warming, and the Republicans consider it almost a bogus subject. The Republicans consider national defense and the war on terrorism as the primary subject, and the Democrats, when asked subjects on that score, come up with answers like Edwards saying, well, it's only a bumper sticker slogan. Obama, I'm mispronouncing it, came up with, well, if we were attacked, we should talk to our allies and see if we could get a consensus on our actions. The Democrats are very fuzzy worded when it comes to national defense, and they have even outlawed the use of the term global war on terrorism. They avoid even using the term, and they talk about the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, or the war of the Horn of Africa, but they refuse to use the term worldwide war on terrorism. The overall political tone as it is developing, I find very frightening, because I think it is inevitable that we will have another attack on the United States of the magnitude of 9/11. And when it happens, the question is, will the country pull together like they did following 9/11, or will it degenerate into an absolute brutal finger-pointing? The Republicans feel that there's an awful lot of lack of patriotism, particularly from the news media and from the Democrats. And the Democrats feel that the fact that we're fighting in Iraq, we're participating in somebody else's civil war, and they are not recognizing that this is part, the main part of the war on terrorism, I fear we're going to get in a situation of extreme finger-pointing. And the finger-pointing is going to start happening come the September report back by General Petraeus, because there is absolutely no agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats for what constitutes success. Okay, I'll not beat that subject anymore.
Okay, I'm going to stop this.